Blog Talk Radio.
To make win a negative crown. Stop the end, stop the end. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your goal holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Hope everyone is well, and I welcome first-time listeners from around the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyrics Dream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own. That's titled Stop the Ants. What does ANTS stand for? Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. The inspiration for this song was someone once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. I had to look at them. Are you kidding me? Music is ageless. We know in this show everybody can't is a word we do not recognize. Sometimes lyrics can come quick. But as I start with a blank word document and think of, you know, song lyrics, I just type any words that come to mind without structure, save it, shape it later, diverse chorus. For me, it takes the pressure completely off to not write complete lyrics in a, you know, specific time frame. No rush, no pressure. Thank you so much to the doctors, nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You are the true heroes. I'm going to say this every week until this pandemic is gone. The vaccines are here. They're a welcome sign of hope, but we need a normal return to our lives very soon. Please, everybody, stay safe. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos, music, and to ensure all is good on the technical side. Bill, how you doing, my friend?
Doing good. How are you tonight, Russell?
Pretty good. I know we were talking earlier about all the international overseas guests that we've had, and think about some of the countries.
Yeah.
We've had artists in Canada, Germany, the UK, Australia, quite a few. And in a couple weeks, we have a guest coming on from Sweden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had them from all over the place. It's kind of nice the way music is today because when I was growing up and everything, the only thing we had was the British invasion. That was it.
Yeah. You know, it's good to get the perspective, of course, here in the States, but, you know, overseas, that's why I like every possible music genre to be on this show, not just, you know, one specific genre. So, yeah, we're excited. We got a great show. Are you ready, my friend?
Yes, we do. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, everybody, we're an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to our radio show replay tomorrow, Friday, in the States on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple, iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. The radio show concept, and we get this question asked, how did you start this? Well, it was based on my first in-studio recording titled Original Lyrics Dream. It was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs 8 years ago. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. Let me spell my last name, F-O-I-S-Y. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes. Let's not forget Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Our hope is to pay it forward. That's really why we, you know, started the show in May 2019 to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. My own writing inspiration has come from my life experience, current events, and family. Wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. Well, that's only 9 years ago. If I can do it, you can as well. So please try. All right. Time for the introduction to our next guest interview. You are viewing a slideshow with Amber Lee. Let's play a great track from Amber. This is titled, Tell Me What You Mean.
Tell me what you mean, the riddles that you say. Future is looking bleak, if you don't hurry up and tell me what you say. My interest missing out, what is this about? Stop with the stuttering, patient to suffering, tell me what you mean. Cause I don't wait for boys to decide when they want to act like men and swallow their pride. If you think it's funny playing games, watch me laugh. I walk away. Tell me what you mean. Or you don't mean a thing. Tell me what you mean, cause I am wasting time. Your bliss isn't ignorant, no, we are different, just be real with me. Don't know what you want, then I am moving on. You're wasting my breathing with words you ain't speaking. Tell me what you mean, cause I don't wait for boys to decide when they want to act like men and swallow their pride. If you think it's funny playing games, watch me laugh as I walk away. Tell me what you mean. Or you don't mean a thing. Tell me what you mean. I'm sleeping good and I'm eating fine. Cause not all girls have boys on their mind. Tell me what you mean. Or you don't mean a thing. Tell me what you mean. Tell me what you mean. That's Amber Lee. And let me introduce a singer, songwriter, pop music artist from Melbourne, Australia. Amber Lee, welcome. And thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for coming on. And we're going to ask you a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
Yep.
Very nice track, and Tell Me What You Mean. Give us some background and the inspiration behind that track.
Yeah, well, Tell Me What You Mean kind of came to me randomly. Like you said earlier, I can't just sit down and just write lyrics structured start to finish. It usually just comes to me at random moments. So the melody and the chorus kind of came to me just during the day, and then I would write it into my notes, and then I would sit down and then kind of build around that. I really kind of took inspiration from, you know, watching people in relationships, or, you know, prior to the relationship stage, the what are we stage, I would say, and see that, you know, there'd be so many situations where, you know, one of the partners wouldn't be open and honest about what exactly they wanted from the other person. So, you know, a lot of people will start dating someone and their intentions might be just to stay friends or to go further. But I feel like a lot of situations like that, they won't communicate that to each other, and it can be really frustrating for the other person. So tell me what you mean kind of resonates the idea of, you know, if you're not going to tell me where I stand in your life, then I'm going to walk away from that. And kind of just give empowerment to the people who are stuck in those situations and go, you know, if you're not getting valued enough to be told your importance in that person's life, then, you know, you can walk away. And, you know, it's not always up to the other person to decide your romantic fate with that person.
Yeah, that's a good response. You know, I always bring this up on the show because songwriting should be fun. And you know, there's no pressure to complete a song in a specific time frame. Whenever the mood hits you and you just think of words, you think of phrases, and just let it happen.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's when I know if I'm sitting and lyrics just come to me and the melody comes straight away and I can, you know, jot that down and then work through it, I know it's going to be a good song compared to if I'm trying to write lyrics structured. I feel like it never turns out as, I guess my emotional connection to it isn't the same, and therefore it resonates with the song that I'm producing.
You know, it's really funny. I think I mentioned that I live in Florida in the States, and we have a Melbourne, Florida here, and you're in Melbourne, Australia. Tell our listeners, Amber, about just the beautiful country you live in, and I've never been. I hope to certainly visit one day.
Well, Australia is, you know, I love my country. I love being in Australia, and especially Melbourne. It's, you know, one of the best music cities in Australia. And, you know, we have had so many great artists come from Melbourne. I mean, most recently we've got Tones and I, who was from Melbourne, who just blew up, and with her song Dance Monkey. And, you know, even just going into the heart of the city, there's just music everywhere, especially the nightlife. You know, you've got lights and people and clubs and parties and music and just, you know, buskers on the side of the roads, and it's such a lively scene. It's something that, you know, you experience, and especially as a tourist, it's something that, you know, you take away and just go, wow, this is amazing. You know, Melbourne is a really great place to live in, and I'm very lucky to be here with, especially with the music scene that's here.
Yeah, we've had two previous guests from Australia last year, and I believe they were from Sydney. And we try to have as many international overseas guests as possible because music is different everywhere. And that's the love we have for the show is we're not looking at just one music genre. It's all music genres.
Definitely.
Well, your music has been featured in many publications, but most recently here in the States, you're in LA's Music Connection magazine, the November 2020 issue. How cool was that?
Yeah, that was really awesome. The actual publication wasn't exactly what I expected. You know, I did get a few critiques in there that kind of overshadowed what I was trying to portray with my music, but I always think it's important to put it out there with my publications, because it's almost proving a point to myself. You know, when I look at it and it's a big magazine, I can look back on it and go, you know, I've made it this far. And I think when it comes to critiques especially, it's really important as an artist to take in everything that you hear. If a music professional is telling you, you know, you should work on this or work on that, don't take it as an attack and actually listen to it and, you know, better yourself. It was great that I could get that type of publicity, and I'm excited for when they do another critique on my music and see the difference between when I first started compared to like maybe 6 months from now or a year from now.
Yeah, that's a great answer for beginning artists out there. It's, you know, take that as constructive criticism and as a positive and move forward from there.
Yeah.
Amber, who are some of the bands and artists you've looked up to for inspiration?
I think, you know, it's really hard to say because my music, so I love so many artists in so many different genres and areas, but what really brings me to be quite fascinated by certain artists is their kind of originality and their individuality when it comes to their music, their branding, just all in all, like their personality that kind of differentiates themselves from other pop artists. And, you know, artists like Billie Eilish, Ash Nico, even Dua Lipa, you know, they all have their own really fascinating genre of music. It's pop, but they have their own twist on it. You know, with, I think especially with an artist like Billie Eilish, she really just came out of the blue and she was so much younger, and her music really changed pop music in the sense of it becoming, I guess, more indie, I would say. And she really kind of created this type of personality, and her style was not the same as everyone else's. Her music had a whole different vibe than, you know, what we've heard before, and it was good. It was great music too, and that's one of the main things, you know. I just felt like I get drawn to artists that have these, you know, personas that are different from what we hear usually. And then I try and kind of gain inspiration from them and learn from them, because it takes a lot to be different in the music industry, because everyone has the same dream to be in the music and they want the same outcome. But to kind of be in the music industry, it's differentiating yourself from another artist that's doing the same thing as you. And they've been able to do that and do that in a way that's made them, you know, hit the top charts, and people love their personality just as much as their music. And I think that's really inspiring in itself.
Well, that's a great point. In your biography, I really like your quote. If any voice can lead this generation of pop artists, it comes from Amber Lee's larynx. I love that quote. Describe your sound for people listening to your music for the first time. What would you say?
Yeah, that quote was awesome. I got it from A&R Factory, which is one of the top 100 music blogs in the world, which was really awesome that they wrote that about me. I think my sound, it's hard to say because music is so objective. So I get a lot of reviews on my music saying, you know, her vocals are jazz or her vocals are pop or her vocals are indie. But, you know, in my opinion, I would say my vocals are, I would say my vocals are stronger vocals, rich tones, I would say that they have definitely more of a pop indie vibe. And it's hard because it's subjective. It's hard to say exactly what my vocals are, because I can say, you know, my vocals are pop and my vocals are indie, but then, you know, it's totally interpretive.
Yeah, it's a real pure, it's just a pure vocal. It is a different type of sound, and I really enjoyed listening to your music this weekend. Everybody, we're going to play another great track from our guest tonight, Amber Lee. This is another great one, and this is titled Reconcile.
I want you to know what I'm feeling. The kind of pain has no healing. I told you to come in for a while, but we both know we'll never reconcile. The dreams that we had are just sleep now. The life that we planned is just fake now. I hope you can understand why I can never take your hand. It's getting harder to text back. And your love, yeah, I miss that. But even if I stay a while, we both know we'll never reconcile. I can feel you under my skin. Can shake you off like a sin. You wanna know where I've been, but I'll leave you wondering. The type of God that is grieving. You told me to come in for a while, but we both know we'll never reconcile. The light that we had is just dark now. The sex that we shared is just a bed now. You hope that I understand why you can never take my hand. It's getting harder to call back. And your smile, yeah, I miss that. But even if you stay a while, we both know we'll never reconcile. I can feel you numbing my bones, like a cold wind blows. I wanna know where you've been, but you keep me wondering.
That is Reconcile by Amber Lee. Welcome back, Amber. And I really like the tone and the tempo of that track. I mean, your vocals are outstanding. Tell me more about Reconcile.
Reconcile was really fun song to make. I felt like I could really be, like with my lyrics especially, I could really, I guess, add more poetic type of lyrics. And Reconcile is, to me, is the bittersweet kind of idealization when it comes to love. It's funny that when you're in a relationship, things can change so quickly, and Reconcile is kind of covering that feeling you get when, you know, everything seems normal, and then, you know, as the relationship continues, you just realize it's just not going to work. Maybe it's a toxic environment. Maybe you guys just aren't doing well together. It's just not working out. And you have to kind of realize, like, no matter what, whether you guys, you know, have that love for each other or not, you know, sometimes it's just not going to work and you're going to have to learn to walk away. And the crazy thing about that feeling is that it can happen so, you know, suddenly. And it's a lot to take in.
It can happen subtly without warning, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I ask this question, Amber, every week because we get different answers. And, you know, for the songwriters out there, when we talk about the construction of a new song, so when we think of melody, lyrics, you know, and chords, Which of these do you prioritize in the first position?
I would say it would be a tie between melody and lyrics. I would start with, because it would come to my head, you know, you have a tune in your brain and you've got lyrics that go along with it. Maybe it's just a line or two, but you know exactly how it's meant to sound. And I might record that melody and lyrics, you know, on my phone or write it down. But it always starts with that, and it always starts with it just coming to my head suddenly and just going from there. When it comes to the composition of music, I kind of structure it around my song. I find that if you do the composition first, finding the lyrics to perfectly suit that in the right timing and in the right BPM and so on, it can be a bit of a struggle. Whereas if you write kind of the lyrics and melody and when it comes to composition, you know what you're doing, it can be I guess it can be definitely much more authentic if you kind of construct it in the way that you want, instead of constructing the music first and then writing the lyrics and melody over that, and you have those restrictions based on the composition.
I feel the same way, and thank goodness for the app on your phone, which is a voice recorder. Yeah, as songwriters,
yes.
We're walking around with the melody in our head, and thank goodness for the voice recorder app.
Definitely.
It comes in handy. Social media is so incredible. You and I first met in LinkedIn, and all the platforms you can network in now in music, so many. I mentioned Reverb Nation earlier, one of my favorites. I think there's so many tools in there as an artist. You can network with different artists in the music industry. You can post your sound so instantly, and you can hear, I mean, everyone from around the world can hear your sound in minutes. What are your thoughts, Amber, on social media?
I think in this day and age, social media is the best way that you can market your music. I think that, you know, apart from radio and, you know, MTV and those type of, you know, things, it's social media is the best way that you can reach people, and especially like diversity throughout your music. You know, you can reach people from all countries, all areas, all types of people, and you know, it was never like that before. And just being able to, you know, post your music, you know, share your music, and then, you know, have it circulate around the world and have thoughts, you know, critiques and thoughts from everyone, from, you know, US, Australia, you know, it's an amazing tool. And I think that especially as an upcoming artist, social media is, you know, something that you need to use nonstop. It's the best marketing tool. It's the best one.
Yeah, it's a must, right? I mean, if you're beginning in the industry, you know, how else do you circulate yourself around the world? And, you know, Facebook, Twitter,
yeah.
Instagram, LinkedIn. I mean, there's so many platforms, and it truly is amazing to me that, you know, a fan from New Zealand or Japan or Australia can listen to your sound literally in minutes once you post a file. That's remarkable to me.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, and it's a more personal approach as well. You're not just marketing your music, you're marketing yourself and your personality, where people can watch you and go, you know, this person is really awesome, I'm going to check out their music. It makes that connection. You're not just listening to a song, but you actually get to have an insight into that artist's life and, you know, what type of personality that artist has, which is what, you know, I feel creates, you know, those long-term fans, the ones that stick around for a long time, because they not only love your music, but they end up, you know, loving you and your personality and what you give to the music and what you give to them.
Everybody, we have another great track from our guest tonight, Amber Lee. Love this track as well. And this is titled Doubt. You can hear the emotion in that track. Beautiful. That is Doubt by our guest tonight, Amber Lee. Well done. I can really hear the emotion in your vocal there.
Thank you.
Very nice. What was the background behind Doubt?
Yeah, I think Doubt was a very emotional experience for me. I think when it comes to relationships, one of the biggest issues that couples face is doubt within the relationship, doubt within each other. And that's kind of what I'm singing about. You know, it's that heartbreak of knowing sometimes you just can't, you know, trust or that doubt you can't shake off, and you know it's just best to walk away. And kind of just saying, like, why does love always lay with doubt, and how it makes, you know, I think a lot of relationships just that much more complicated.
You know, I get asked this question all the time, as they say, as a songwriter, what do you actually write about? And I'm like, oh, there is an endless A to Z supply of material to write about. Mm-hmm. I've never had any issue being a songwriter.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you encompass your emotions and how you feel, if you write your lyrics based on, you know, yourself, your feelings, your experience, you'll find that you'll be able to write freely, and, you know, your creativity will just go wild because you've just got all this type of material that you can use.
Here's a closing question, Amber, I like to ask every week as well. And if there's an artist beginning in music tomorrow, what advice would you give him or her?
I would say take your time. I think that a lot of the time when you're making music, especially with your first songs, you really just want to get it out there. And you may not take as much time into, you know, the mixing and the mastering and the production of it. And just make sure that you, you know, really go over your songs, even get advice from industry professionals and, you know, see what they think. You want to make sure what you're putting out there is exactly what you want and what sounds good and what people will like. And, you know, I think it's important to, you know, just make sure you listen to what people tell you. You know, you might think that your music is better than everyone else's, but that might not be how, you know, the rest of the world feels. You know, there's always room for improvement. There's always room for, you know, doing better and strengthening certain qualities about yourself. And, you know, just listen to the people around you. Take into consideration what your audience likes the best and what you feel most connected to, and then kind of utilize that into your following tracks and so on.
That is great, great advice. Everyone listen to that. Fantastic advice. Amber, please tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and also your website.
Awesome. Well, my Instagram would be at AmberLeeArtist__. And through my Instagram is the links to all my music. On my Facebook as well, my Facebook page is Amber Lee Music, which has all the links to everything else. And when it comes to just finding all my links in one place, it would be linktr.ee/AmberLeeMusic, and that's where it will come up with all my links to everything. Make sure to check out my YouTube. That's where I post my official music videos, and especially for Tell Me What You Mean that just came out. The music video only came out a week ago. I'd love for you guys to have a look and see how you like it, and yeah.
Well, Amber, that's all we have time for tonight. I have really enjoyed this conversation. I've had a great time listening to your music all week. You're a very, very talented singer, songwriter, and we're going to get you back on this show definitely for a part two, if you'd be willing.
Awesome. I can't wait.
I have great respect for you as an artist, great responses, and I wish you nothing but the best moving forward. Thank you so much again for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll post the replay of the show tonight in Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, also LinkedIn. And again, we'll be on the replay, iHeartRadio, the next day. So thank you so much again, Amber. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Please Google search everybody and support Amber Lee, and please purchase her music. She's working really hard to put that sound out there. If you would like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfwayze@gmail.com. We accept all music genres, and I would love to hear your sound. My name again is Russell Fwayze, your host of Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, very important, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
You make with a negative frown.